Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Yes. John Grayson in for Dana and Parks this afternoon. And thank you for listening in and giving us a little bit of your time. If you want in, of course, you can do that thing. 913-586-7798. I just had to ask Sam for the phone number off the air because I couldn't remember what it was.
Retirement is setting in nicely, huh?
Yeah, I'm telling you. And it's been a time here. You know, it's funny because we've been focused on buttoning everything up, you know, just kind of getting everything that we need to do in the States done before we go. And so that's where my mind has been. Everything else has been kind of pushed to the side. But this crossed the desk a little bit earlier today, and I had to hand it to you because we mentioned North Sentinel Island just a minute or two ago. Do you know the history of that place, Sam? Do you know anything about it?
I know that it is one of the few places on Earth that is still completely untouched by technology. They have completely native tribes there that have not been what's the term I'm looking for? Ruined by modern technology. Of course, you know, modern medical advancements are good, but in terms of all of the distractions of social media, the internet, they have remained safe from all of that. And I specifically know of the island from all of the news stories about idiots that try to go there, which is against the law. And they either get shot at by arrows and then convicted, or shot at by arrows and there's no chance to be convicted, if you get what I'm saying.
Exactly. And that's why it's illegal to go there. It's in the Indian Ocean on the west side of India. It's a group of islands called the Andaman Islands, and North Sentinel Island is one of them. And the reason why the Indian government made it not only illegal to get there or go there, but it also made it illegal to help somebody go there. So if you're like a charter captain and you're taking somebody out to North Sentinel, you get convicted too.
Wow. Okay.
Because the Sentinelese are incredibly insular. They do not want outsiders anywhere near them. And if you're an outsider and you go to that island, they will kill you. It's not even a question. They will kill you. So that's why. Well, in 2018, there was a guy named John Allen Chow, 26 years old, who did go to North Sentinel Island. And his story is now being told in a movie called Last Days. And I want to play a little bit, about a minute and a half of the trailer here. It's about a 2.5 minute trailer, but listen to this and see if this doesn't get you interested.
A young American on an evangelical mission.
To an off-limits remote tribe.
It's illegal.
Hello!
U.S. Consulate, you have an alert on a missing citizen.
John Chow, kid's a missionary. He's got a tip he might be headed to North Sentinel Island.
About the Americans, sir. There's more going on here, and you know it.
North Sentinel is the Mount Everest of the missionary world.
Exactly.
Start with something smaller.
I'm not thinking small. I'm going big.
You're not ready.
John, your mother and I have always supported you, but this is too extreme.
Look, I see you. You want to be that hero, but you got to build him the right way. From today on, this will be the story the world will know.
Is this the two of you together?
Is that a crime?
Helping someone get to North Sentinel Island is a crime. Where is John Chow?
If you plan to travel to the darkest corners of the globe, you must train to survive.
You should know what you're up against.
You travel halfway across the world because you think it's your job to save people.
The Sentinelese wouldn't just kill you.
You've always been a dreamer, John. But it's time to wake up.
That is what the movie is about.
Oh, yeah.
And
wow.
It sounds incredible. The guy who made the movie, the director on this one, is Justin Lin, who has experience in the Fast and Furious movies.
Okay.
He did Star Trek Beyond. And so he's a very... He directs very big blockbustery kind of movies, but in this case, he loves making indie films, and that's what this is. But it's got that kind of feel about it. Even just from seeing the trailer, it's got that giant feel about it. That, you know, when he's on the boat headed up to the island and raises the oar over his head, and you heard him yell "Hello!"
Yeah,
that it's spectacular, and that's why I need to see that one on a big screen, man. It just looks great.
It's got the epic emotion behind it, and forgive me, I don't remember the details, and spoiler alert if you want to see the film, but it is a news story. He raising the oar and yelling hello was the last thing he did, if I remember correctly, right?
that we know of. Yeah, yeah. What happened to him on that island, I don't think we have all of the detail on, but I, you know, it's one of those things. Normally I would research that so that I would have the knowledge going in. I kind of don't want to do that now.
Yeah.
You know, I want his version of the details, and I'll probably look it all up afterwards to see how much of it was sort of fictionalized and how much we really know. But still in all, that one just, North Sentinel Island fascinates me anyway. It's
right.
It's interesting to that there is a place on Earth where you cannot go. So
we've also seen it with some of the indigenous tribes in the Amazon rainforest, because there are pockets of the Amazon rainforest that have been completely untouched, and not because people, explorers, didn't try to go there, but because the people living there said, stay out.
Yep.
And it's interesting to me, the people that try to get in contact, we always lean towards the person trying to bring Jesus to those people, right? And
sure.
Those are the majority of those stories. And then you see the ones more recently where the kid got arrested, who was a TikToker who just wanted to go to the island. And I think that's far worse. I mean, at least if you're going there to try to bring them Jesus, at least you have some sort of quite literal mission in mind rather than, let's see if I can get some clicks.
Yeah. And isn't that galling? I mean, that just that idea of, ooh, I can get more internet famous for this. Okay, gee, if that's what you really need to do with your day, I guess. But we'll do some more talking coming up. Again, if you want in, 913-586-7798. John Grayson in for Dana and Parks. Sam Stevie alongside. Plenty more on the way.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.